Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Lauren Krogman, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've had some issues of instances of misreported bagging and tie code combinations over the last several crop years. And we're reaching out for assistance to the gins in the warehouse to prevent this as much as possible. Currently, if you're looking at an electronic warehouse receipt, there's two different fields that can represent either the bagging for the bale or the ties. With those two, they're filled out by the gin, and it'll say either woven polypropylene bag or a PE film bag or wire ties or PET strap. That stays with the bale and it's identified on the warehouse receipt. And from there, merchants and manufacturers actually use those codes to assist in making their purchasing decisions. This is really important that we make sure that those bagging and tie codes are correct and that the bale and whatever it's packaged in is represented correctly on that warehouse receipt. In addition to that, tear weights are also equally as important, and making sure that whatever the type of packaging material is used, it can alter the tear weights. So making sure that the gins are urged to update their tear weights annually and communicate any changes to the warehouse that they've had. Similar to the bagging and tags, if a gin puts in a new bagger or puts in a new strapper, making sure that that's represented on that warehouse receipt. For reference, for any of those gins or warehouses that need to go and see the bagging and tie code tables or the tear weight tables, those can be found on our website at www.cotton.org within the bale packaging section and under the bale packaging specifications. And of course, if anyone has any further questions, they're welcome to contact me at either the council office phone number at 901-274-9030 or by email at lkrogman, K-R-O-G-M-A-N, at cotton.org.